This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For the week.
Yep.
Now, David, we've got our next guest with us.
Yep.
We've got Ruth Picker, who's a songwriter, who's going to be talking about a new single called the song Taylor.
Now, No, you got that all wrong. The song Taylor is...
The song's called Together.
The song's called Together. The song Taylor is the collective of people and the album.
I knew there was a reason I had you there, David, to help me out. Now, we've got Ruth on the phone. Welcome to the show, Ruth.
Hi, David. Hi, Neil. Thanks so much for having me back on the show. Yes, it's Together by the Song Taylors.
You're more than welcome.
Now tell us, what is the Song Taylors, Ruth?
David, the Song Taylors is a creative collaboration that I created about 4 or 5 years ago now as a platform for my songwriting to be heard at the same time as providing opportunities to emerging and developing as well as established artists. So I'm a songwriter, I write the music and the lyrics, but you probably don't want to hear me sing.
And you've had some very impressive people over the years that have sung. And I was lucky enough, it was probably about 12 months ago, that you actually did a brilliant album launch for the second album, I think it was, wasn't it? It was a brilliant night, and you had a young lass from America that you brought over for it and everything. So very impressive. What you're doing.
Thank you. Yes. So we've provided opportunities for artists not only in Australia but globally, and that's something I'm really proud of, that we've now had a global reach for the project.
Yeah, and tell our listeners, if they don't remember you from the last time you were on, what's the style of music? You know, what's your idea behind it all?
So the genre I would describe as it's indie, but in other words, it's my style. It's independent. For me, what's important about my music is that it's meaningful. The lyrics are meaningful. The lyrics are important in my songs, and particularly in this one called Together. The lyrics are meant to inspire people and create a message of hope. But the styles are quite different. So this is the 26th song of mine that's been released. I've got a few more waiting. So they range from easy listening to classical crossover to jazz to pop to ballads, so all different sorts of styles. I think what most people say to me, what they like about the music, is that it's melodic and they can remember the tune, whatever the style is.
And Ruth, do you write all the song, you know, the music and the lyrics, or do you collaborate with people as well?
So the songwriting I do myself. I write the music and the lyrics myself.
Yep.
And generally I write them together. My process is, that's the name of the song, but my process is that when something comes to me, a song happens very quickly with me. And so the lyrics and the music come together, often just in my head, and then I will go to the piano and I will work out the chords around the melody that come to me. And then I will work with my producer, James Kempster from Rock Candy Productions. I'll say to him, I've got a song. And what I enjoy about working with him is that he can hear, and through discussion with me, he can hear what I would like the song to sound like.
Yep.
So I certainly collaborate with him and with other musicians who then are brought in to play on the yep. track and to sing.
Now, Ruth, I remember from the last time we interviewed you, I think that you also have a day job as something that you wouldn't expect songwriters to be, but an auditor, is that right?
Yes, I have a day and night job, Neil. I have, for the last since January, been working 18-hour day nights.
I can imagine it would be with this situation the way it is.
Yes, because it's actually been my job. I'm in risk management at the moment. I work for the firm called EY, and my job in risk management has actually been as part of our Asia Pacific and global crisis response team for this virus. So my job has actually been to save lives, the lives of our people, to make sure that our people are safe, and in making sure that our people are safe, making sure that our communities are safe.
Whoa. And obviously, yeah, sorry, I was going to say, and obviously we didn't notice how important it is at this time. But the question I suppose I have in regards to your day job and your songwriting is that now this song that you've written, is that something that you've sort of come put together in these current times? And I suppose the question is how do your two worlds, I suppose, meet and, you know, in this time? How are you finding that time to find do the songwriting, or is that your escape as well from everything else that's going on around you?
That's a great question. I wrote the song at 1 a.m. So that was after one of the global calls finished at midnight one night, and I couldn't sleep. And I'd been two things. I'd been inspired by how we were working together within my organisation as a team across the world, and thought that is quite amazing what we've been doing. We've been working together to protect our people and keep our people and communities safe. And at the same time, I was really feeling for everybody who had been so affected and is so affected by it, and particularly the arts, because as you are no doubt aware, one of the first things that happened is that the curtains went down. They literally went down overnight.
Yep.
And the arts industry was so hard hit, and still is. And I felt that I wanted to do something to give a message of hope to the creative industry, and at the same time continue to provide opportunities to artists. So in writing this, I wrote the song just happened. But in the back of my mind, as I was writing the song, and there's lyrics in the song that say, the mist and the curtains will rise, and we'll relight the skies. And so that's a literal reference to the curtains in the theatres rising, but it's also a metaphorical reference for everyone to say, this will pass, and the curtains will rise.
Yep.
David, just one other thing I wanted to ask you was, so how have you found the collaborating with other musicians in this situation as well? Because obviously, you know, you can't sort of all get together in a room and sort of, you know, do the music like you normally would.
Well, this is the interesting side of it, Neil, is that the singer lives in America.
And I suppose that would be interesting on how have you found that experience in sort of having to connect, you know, electronically, I suppose, with all the other musicians and collaborate that way.
Well, I think what's so fantastic about this song is that this most unlikely situation of crisis created an opportunity. And so Dylan Klein, who lives in San Diego in California, he had been wanting to collaborate with the Song Tailors. We've known each other on Instagram. I've never met him. I've never actually spoken with him other than by email. And a couple of years ago, he put a post on the Song Tailors page to say, I really like this piano piece of yours. We'd love to collaborate sometime. And I said, yeah, that would be great. In our mindset at the time, collaboration meant, well, that would mean that I would have to fly to the US or he would have to fly to Australia, and that was very costly, obviously, and difficult to achieve. So the opportunity that presented itself with this song was because I wanted to provide opportunities to singers through the Song Tailors page, the Instagram page, I actually sent out a call for singers. It was a talent search, and I said, calling all singers, we are ready to record. If you're interested, please let us know. And a number of people, quite a lot of people, expressed their interest. And I do want to say to all of those singers and musicians who expressed interest, we're really welcome that contact, and we do have more music that we are able to record. But by the time that the singers had expressed interest, we had gone into various stages of lockdown. And so it became impossible to record in studio. So Dylan put a comment on the page saying, I would love to collaborate. And I wrote back to him and I said, Dylan, do you have a home studio? Can you record? Because he's still in stage four lockdown in California. So Dylan, do you have a home studio? Can you record from your apartment? And he said, yeah, I can. So I went back to James and I said, I think we can do this. And James worked with myself and with Dylan and with Troy Downward, the guitarist who tracked his guitar. Everything was done remotely. And it's a credit, I think, to the teamwork of all of us working together that we were able to make it work. And I always say it's an unprecedented way of working in unprecedented times.
Mm. I love your whole project anyway, and the fact that you have done this remotely with a singer from America as well. Now, we're going to play the track. How can people get hold of it? Because, you know, like, that's not available in stores, is it?
Okay, so the song Together is available on all digital platforms.
Right.
It's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on Google Play and all the other digital platforms.
Right.
There's also a video that we made remotely with all four of us in our separate rooms. That's on YouTube, and it's all under The Song Taylors. And if I could say that the is important, because there is another group in Spain called Song Taylors. That's not us. We are the Song Taylors.
The Song Taylors. Isn't that funny?
The Song Taylors, right. And it's T-A-I, as in the tailor who makes your beautiful jacket and so on.
Great.
And if I could just give a shout out to my producer, to James Kempster, who really made this.
A lovely man.
Yeah, I mean, he just said, we can do this, we can make this work. And if you think about how we had to create the song over time and distance, so that Dylan would send in his vocals, I would listen to them, James would listen to them, we'd go back to Dylan, we could say, could you just hit this note here, that's a low D, and I'd play the D on the piano into him and send it back to him. And James would work with getting the technology connected, because if you can imagine the amount of technology that was involved in this. And we pulled it off, and it is, to the quality of a studio recording, a releasable track that I'm really proud of, and I hope that everyone who was involved in the creation of the song is proud of how we made it. I think, in fact, the way we made the song embodies the message in the song, that together...
Yep. And that,
we can achieve anything.
That's great, Ruth. Now we're going to actually play that track. So now we'll just end. You know, we'll play this to see the interview out. And we've got Together, and that's Dylan Klein here, and part of the Song Taylor collaboration. And this is the song called Together.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks so much for having me on, David and Neil. Smile, though it's hard, you know
a safe shore, so we know there's a way we can get through. The mist and the curtains will rise, and we'll relight the skies. 'Cause now is the time.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.